after unsuccessfully appealing the state's demand to pay more money for records relating to the 2011 redistricting process to be released. The Utah Democratic Party has filed a petition against the legislature in the state's 3rd District Court.
These are public records. The public has a right to see what is in these records.
Utah Democratic Party Chair Jim DeBacchus says he believes the current grammar request fees by the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel are unaffordable to the general public, and says his party is asking the court to make the state release the documents.
Release them not to the Democratic Party, just put them up on the website. The public's already paid for those, so let them out, let it happen, and let some sunshine in. I know that hurts the Republicans, but we're not looking at this as a money issue. We're looking at this as a precedent.
DeBacchus accuses Republicans of trying to cover up the documents, but admits he doesn't know what's in them himself since they haven't been released. In January, the Utah Democratic Party paid $5,000 for the documents and received one box of records, but it later found out the total cost had more than doubled, and a remaining $9,250 had to be paid to acquire the other two boxes. Attorney Joe Hatch says the cost of the documents is not the issue.
No one disputes that these records are not public. They are public records, but they're taxing so that the citizens have to pay an arm and a leg to get it. We can afford to pay the extra $9,000, but it's gotten to the point where this is a matter of principle.
Well, if you don't like the existing laws for obtaining public record, then you go about a productive conversation about how you change that.
That's Thomas Wright, chairman of the Utah Republican Party. Wright says the grammar request fees are state law, and the fees go toward paying for the time and materials to assemble the documents.
You could have 30 or 40 organizations, and they're asking for very expansive requests, and it could add up very quickly and cost the taxpayers a lot of money. But if they don't like that procedure, then there's a way and a procedure for them to change that, and that's where they should spend their time and energy, not in filing frivolous lawsuits right before elections.
Wright says he believes the redistricting process was open and transparent, and says this lawsuit is political grandstanding before the election. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.